two friends taking pictures of the rising full moon on a summer night.
Two teenage kids doing what teenage kids do.
When a stranger with a gun and a death wish changed everything.
It was violent, it was senseless, and I will never understand it, I will never accept it.
I'm Amy Donaldson, and unfortunately, we're all too familiar with stories about how violence shatters lives. But what we rarely see is how they are rebuilt. In a new podcast, The Letter, we relive tragedy, but only so we can hear the rest of the story. The struggle to reclaim lives, the realities of grief, and the possibilities of forgiveness.
I believe in miracles. Sometimes I thought, there are no miracles. Yeah, there are, and this is a big one.
Follow The Letter at theletterpodcast.com or wherever you get your podcasts.
KSL News Time, 4:15. The three things you need to know this hour first.
Governor Spencer Cox announcing a new Afghan community fund to help incoming Afghan refugees. It'll help with food and housing as well as legal fees. It's already raised $275,000. I'm KSL News Radio's Nick Wyatt.
Second, this snow piled up in the mountains. For instance, Snowbird got 9 inches, Basin got 10. Third, our biggest traffic trouble spot.
You're good to go on I-15, both directions between Ogden and Provo. The only spot where we're starting to see traffic filling in and slowing down is northbound I-15 in Clearfield. Ricky Meese in the KSL Traffic Center.
Our storm is moving out and warmer temperatures will be moving in. I'm Kevin Eubank.
Yeah, not yet. It's 45 degrees now. KSL's top national stories.
From ABC News. I'm Daria Albinger. $1 million each. That's what a senior Haitian police official tells ABC News the 400 Mowozo gang is reportedly demanding in ransom for 17 U.S. and Canadian hostages.
There's a real power vacuum here, and it didn't start today. This has been something that residents here have been living with for quite some time here in Haiti. And as bad as it was in July when I was here after President Jovenel Moise was assassinated, residents here say it has only gotten worse. And the mass kidnapping that happened recently is proof of that.
ABC's Marcus Moore in Port-au-Prince. A federal grand jury has indicted Congressman Jeff Fortenberry. The Nebraska Republican is accused of lying to the FBI and concealing information from the feds investigating campaign contributions that were funneled to him from a Nigerian billionaire. President Biden is trying to push his infrastructure and social programs expansion initiatives across the finish line. He discussed the larger $3.5 trillion bill with progressive Democrats like Washington Congresswoman Pramila Jayapal.
The president did talk about how this is ultimately a $0 bill because it's all paid for. It's paid for in part, in large part through taxes on the wealthiest corporations and individuals.
He also sat down with the party's moderate members, including West Virginia Senator Joe Manchin.
If we have the trust of each other, then we should be able to vote immediately on the bipartisan infrastructure bill.
Congress has set an October 31st deadline for passage. Senate Majority Leader Chuck Schumer says his party is ready to vote yes this week on the Freedom to Vote Act.
This bill is a compromise, but a good one. It's a bill that every Senate Democrat is united behind enthusiastically.
But Republicans are vowing to filibuster, saying voting is a state's issue. You're listening to ABC News.
Time for the KSL In-Depth. Utah is expecting more than 700 Afghan refugees to arrive over the next few months. Governor Spencer Cox has announced a new Afghan community fund at the state capitol this afternoon to help with relocation costs. And KSL News Radio's Nick Wyatt has been covering the news conference. He was there and joins us live now. Nick, thanks for coming on. What exactly is this community fund money for?
Good afternoon, Jeff. Yeah, this money is to basically cover everything after where public assistance ends. So we're talking about things like legal fees for people who are resettling here, food needs, housing, assistance in getting employment, and just basically necessities that people will need. They're basically coming to Utah to start over their lives. So they need a little bit of help.
So who is donating to this community fund?
So the community fund is being funded by the community. It's a public-private partnership, and businesses are being encouraged to donate as well as nonprofits, in addition to private donors. So the fund has already brought in $275,000. We learned from the governor this afternoon that the Semnani Family Foundation and Zions Bank both gave $100,000 to this fund, and then the Sterling Family Foundation donated $75,000.
Do they set any goal for how much they hope to raise at some point?
They have not. Instead, they're encouraging Utahns to not only open their heart and their arms to our new neighbors, they're asking Utahns to open their wallets as well. They are accepting donations from everyday people, just like you and me. And basically, you know, the more the merrier is what they're saying. And you can actually make a donation, find more information by going to www.utahcf.org, and you'll see there the Afghan response link.
The hurdles have to be immense for these Afghan refugees. 700 of them arriving over the next few months. And KSL News Radio's Nick Wyatt with details about a new community fund that you can donate to. KSL News Time 419. It's time for Triple Team Traffic. We're brought to you by Zions Bank, your business banking home. And here's Ricky Meese.
If you're on the Salt Lake County freeways, you're good. Light traffic, good speeds, no problems. And that includes southbound I-15 downtown to Draper. We still have the cleanup of this crash in Taylorsville, 4700 South, 3200 West. Michelle?
Well, we're looking at some busy traffic on 5600 West between I-80 and the 201 freeway. I-15 in Utah County seeing good speeds, but we do have a KSL traffic trooper giving us an alert. There is furniture in the road southbound I-15 in Orem just before University Parkway. Steve?
And we still have that crash in Salt Lake City, 11th East and Harrison Avenue right now. Full speeds, though, if you're traveling northbound I-15 from downtown Salt Lake City into Davis County. Just a bit thick there at 700 South by Hill Air Force Base. Southbound side looking good. Back the other way to the Salt Lake Valley. Still have a crash on southbound Highway 89 at the SR 126 junction in Willard. That's on the right shoulder. Steve Carlson in the KSL Traffic Center.
Traffic and weather together every 10 minutes on the nines. Let's get to the 7-day forecast. Kevin Eubank is here. And as I crane my neck and look out this giant window, I see sunshine, and I see little bits of blue sky up there.
Yep, storm is parting. Some mountains continue to see a few flurries, but all in all, the storm is over. But it delivered, Jeff. Salt Lake City picked up 0.84 inches of water. We're up to 206% of normal for the month of October for water. Snowfall, how about 8 to 10 inches up in the mountains, and the resorts got plastered. It's fantastic for them. Tonight, 39, partly cloudy. 63 and partly cloudy on our Wednesday. Mostly sunny, 66 Thursday. We'll keep the clouds around through the end of the week and the weekend. The next storm looks to come in late Sunday into Monday. It'll be more rain in the valleys, more snow in the mountains. And, Jeff, this October storm train just continues on down the track.
I haven't been here in so long, I forget to turn the mic on. What about Halloween? Looking toward the few days there.
Hey,
any chance?
Does it matter? It's going to be fine. Kids are going to dress up. They're going to put on costumes. It's going to be fine. No, right now it actually looks like partly cloudy and temperatures in the 50s.
Oh, wow.
So not too bad.
All right. Thanks a lot. Kevin Eubank, 45 degrees. KSL News Time, 422.
When you want a brand new kitchen, there's nothing to it. There's a brand new way to do it. 3-Day Kitchen and Bath.
Diane Lloyd recommends 3-Day Kitchen and Bath.
Oh, yes. In fact, we're making plans to use them again.
How were they to work with?
The crew was wonderful. They helped us shovel our walks.
Your walks?
Because we live at the mouth of Big Cottonwood Canyon.
Oh.
And they were just delightful.
Was 3-Day Kitchen and Bath on time?
They said in the beginning it would be a little more than 3 days, and it was 3.5.
Would you recommend 3-Day Kitchen and Bath to your friends and neighbors?
We've recommended them many times.
Top quality products and craftsmanship in 3 days or less. Call 3-Day Kitchen and Bath. Always on time as promised, at the price promised, and your job comes with complete satisfaction guarantee. No ifs, ands, or buts. Visit their website at 3daykitchen.com. That's 3daykitchen.com.
3-Day Kitchen and Bath.
500,000 businesses connect using Zoom. A single platform for video, phone, chat, and conference rooms. Zoom enables real-time collaboration no matter where your teams are. Global enterprises trust the easy-to-use, reliable, and secure Zoom platform to power high-performance teams. Empower your workforce with Zoom. Save 15% on meetings, chat, and phone with a Zoom United bundle. Visit zoom.com/bundle. Zoom, how the world connects.
My body was destroyed by heart disease, but my grandson's doesn't have to be. Getting rid of heart disease is closer than you think. Participate in our genetic study happening near you. You can help at heredagene.org.
Even if there were a parenting manual, the chapter talking to your tween about emotional well-being during a pandemic likely would have been missing. The closest thing to a handbook? Tips from Primary Children's Hospital at talktotweens.com.
Are you one of the millions of homeowners who haven't refinanced yet? If so, I'm here to tell you it's not too late. Hi, I'm Wesley Hogan with Westland Financial. Although the lowest rates may be in our rearview mirror, as the economy recovers from the biggest economic shock of our lifetime, rates still remain near historic lows. In fact, with the dramatic increase in home values, this may be the perfect time to put that new home equity to work. Take advantage of our cash-out refi program and pay off high-rate credit cards, car loans, or other high-interest rate debt. Or finally make those home improvements you put on hold for so long. Best of all, we can do this with no closing costs. That's right. Whether it's a conventional, FHA, or VA loan, we'll pay for your title, settlement, lender, and recording fees. So call Westland at 888-455-3669. That's 888-455-3669. It's the biggest no-brainer in the history of mankind. 888-455-3669.
NMLS number 3304. Not all loans apply. Equal housing lender.
We're watching Utah's Money, brought to you by Central Bank. Johnson & Johnson sold $500 million worth of vaccines in the third quarter. Year to date, J&J has made more than had revenue of more than $760 million from vaccines. KSL drives and flies. Southwest Airlines has scrapped a plan to put unvaccinated workers on unpaid leave if they're still waiting for a medical or religious exemption. The airline is federally contracted, which means it has to require vaccines under an order from President Biden. Latinos are buying more homes in the U.S. Axios is reporting home ownership increased by nearly 50% last year. Good day on Wall Street. The Dow is up 198 points. It ended the day at 35,457. The S&P gained 33 points, and the NASDAQ was up 107. The FBI has been searching homes in New York and Washington associated with one of Vladimir Putin's allies.
The FBI searched a Washington, D.C. mansion and a New York City townhouse associated with Oleg Deripaska, a Russian oligarch allied with President Putin and at one time former Trump campaign chairman Paul Manafort before a falling out. The searches were part of a criminal investigation that a representative for Deripaska said involves sanctions imposed in 2018 as part of the U.S. response to what were called Russia's malign activities. Deripaska tried unsuccessfully earlier this year to convince a federal court to remove him from those sanctions. He said they had a devastating effect on his wealth. Aaron Katursky, ABC News, New York.
2 years ago, Americans watched in horror as a crisis unfolded at the Kabul airport.
There's desperation and anguish.
More than 80,000 Afghans have since arrived in America, but this story is still unfolding. I'm Andrea Martin. In my new podcast, Stranger Becomes Neighbor, we'll find out what happens to these new arrivals in our communities. Who would help our newest neighbors? Follow us at kslpodcast.com, Apple Podcasts, or anywhere else you listen.